scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
People are upset today. Uh-oh. I gotta tell you.
What's
so they're upset about emojis. Because you know there's...
Well, everybody gets upset about emojis.
I know, right? They are they are emotional about emojis. But check this out. So people are upset with the Google versions of emojis for things specifically like the cheeseburger and the beer. So
I saw that cheeseburger one. What were they thinking?
I don't know. So this is what it is. The problem with the Google one is the cheeseburger is shown with the cheese underneath the burger patty. Now, obviously, that seems
wrong,
right?
It's just wrong. Nobody does that.
Nobody puts cheese underneath.
No.
So why?
And I think in one of them, there was lettuce underneath too. I was getting very confused looking at these. Do you put your lettuce? Don't you put everything on top of your burger patty?
I put everything on top, but actually, the cheese on the bottom is not a horrible idea.
Because it would keep it separate?
It keeps everything separate because when you put lettuce and you put the ketchup and all that stuff, it starts to slide off the cheese. So if you got something to grip
that's
onto.
That's a good point.
So maybe Google's just trying to be pioneers with this whole thing. But the Apple version is normal. Same thing with the beer emoji. Google has it a little messed up to where it's a half full mug, but the suds are on the top of the glass. So there's this weird gap. In between.
Like there's nothing
in between? There's nothing floating in between there.
Don't you kind of feel like the emoji guy? You're just like, you had one job, man.
Yeah. You had one job to make a little emoji and you screwed that up.
Draw a mug of beer.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mug of beer. Yeah. When I drink a mug of beer.
I wonder if they have an angry emoji that is made just for people who are angry
about the emoji. I don't know.
Yeah. There should be one.
Maybe that guy just maybe that guy just did it to see if people would notice it and then turn it into a trending thing.
Oh, good. Yes, that's
smart,
a very
smart guy.
Good point. Yeah, good way to start get some buzz going.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's a guy who's got some buzz going. This the Daily Mail claims a man from Sydney, Australia, recently paid $1,400 for a newspaper ad to find his soulmate. The man bought the ad after a psychic described the woman he should be looking for. The psychic told the man his dream girl is between the ages of 50 and 60, has blonde hair, was born in Austria, is a great cook, and has a small white lap dog. That seems like it could cover a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a little broad.
Yeah, a little broad.
Yeah, for sure. yeah. I mean, right? So has anybody answered this ad yet for him?
Nope, no word. No word if the woman has responded or if many women have come forward. So I guess we'll find out.
Hope it works out for that guy.
Or we won't.
I put this in here because it's probably the best headline of the year. Saskatchewan beaver knocks out power.
Oh, those tricky little beavers.
So this happened in Prince Albert, Saskatchewan recently. The whole town went dark. After beavers chewed through the utility pole.
Oh, my goodness.
So winds knocked the pole over before the town lost power. Now, 3,500 people were affected by this outage.
How long do you think it would take a beaver to chew through a utility pole?
I don't know. That would be a while.
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck?
Exactly.
Chuck wood.
That sounds like a math problem for kids today.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, kids, figure that out. How long is it going to take a beaver to chew through a utility pole?
I guess it would
depend
on how many beavers there were and at what speed they were chewing. Huh, very interesting. Well, the University of Akron freshman Alex Schwartz came up with a clever solution after finding out his dorm had a ban on carving pumpkins for Halloween. He made it out of a pineapple.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Just like we did. My house had a bunch of pineapples last night. And
nice.
I went, actually, the one thing I will say that was problematic, and it just could have been maybe because of the wind, the candles did not stay lit very well.
Ah.
So I tried to go out and get a picture of all of them lit, and I couldn't get them to all stay lit at once. So it's just, just throwing that out there. It's
maybe not
issue.
Enough airflow in the pineapple or something.
Maybe, or I don't know.
The moisture inside,
the
possibly.
The moisture, I think it might have been that. But anyway, so this guy Alex tweeted, so there's a rule against pumpkins in my dorms, but it doesn't say anything about pineapples.
Nice.
His RA did throw the pineapple away.
Aw, man, he's no
fun.
I
know, no fun.